This is Living a More Intentional Life with Aiden and Ashley. Join us each week as we share our thoughts about living intentionally and our personal journey to create community. Okay, so here we are in a tiny house.
We're in Orlando, Florida.
Right.
At the Lakefront Tiny House RV and Airbnb.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. We had an intent. So we have this intention of having a tiny house of our own, but we actually had never even stayed in a tiny house. So we found this one on Airbnb. Is that how we found it?
I think so. We were just doing a search of tiny houses in Florida, and
That's right. We found
this one.
This one community. Yeah, because there's more than one tiny house.
Yeah, because actually the night before last we stayed in one tiny house, and then last night we stayed in a different tiny house.
Yeah.
So different experiences.
Yeah, so it's been really exciting, and we learned stuff, I think. What did we learn?
We did. One of the first things we learned is one of the first tiny house we stayed in had a cast iron pipe ladder that was connected to the wall that went up into the loft. And it's very rough on your feet, and we learned that our tiny house won't have cast iron steps.
No, it definitely won't, because I don't know about you, but sometimes I have to get up in the middle of the night, and it's so hard to get up and go down from your loft, because it was a loft bed, and there's nothing wrong with that, except for when you know it's going to hurt your feet, it makes you not want to get up and go to the bathroom.
Right.
And it definitely hurt my feet. So,
but the first tiny house, the kitchen layout was much nicer than the second tiny house.
Right.
The first tiny house had a kitchen bar with stools. It had lots of room, and it felt like the kitchen was really roomy.
Well, the whole house in the first one was, it was all basically open and had a loft, and the bathroom was under the loft, and the bathroom was huge.
It was.
It was
and
really
it had a
big.
Nice couch. It had a full-size couch.
It had a nice couch, and it had this really cool TV that like had an arm that pulled out so you could angle it to like the couch or to upstairs, and you could watch it in the loft. And that was really cool. The one thing about the loft was, it wasn't sit-upable. I don't know if that's really
a
word.
Low ceiling.
It was a low ceiling. So, like, you could not really sit on the bed and sit up. So, there is that. But it was a lot of space up there.
And then the second tiny house is a double loft.
Right.
And the first loft is a huge stand-up loft because it goes out over the tongue of the tiny house.
Yeah.
And then the second loft is just like the first loft. It's a, you know, small ceiling height. But it's over top of the bathroom, which is also a really large bathroom.
Yeah, it is a big bathroom. Both of them had full showers and nice sinks. And this one, the second one that we're in, actually has a full refrigerator, which would be good if you were living in it. I don't know about having a full refrigerator necessarily doing an Airbnb, because clearly
people don't
really need that.
Yeah, people don't really go shopping and bring food. So,
but this one was really nice. It has fans in it. And living in Florida, you get used to having your ceiling fan in your house. And so sleeping without a fan, even though the air conditioning, there was air conditioning in both, obviously. But even though, but I really, really missed the fan in the first house.
Yeah, and the thing I missed in the second house was the projector TV was a little bit awkward to watch and to operate.
Yeah.
The other one had, like Ashley said, the big screen TV that was
It was really nice, and it angled.
You could change the position to wherever you were in the house.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But we don't want to go into a lot of description about tiny houses. What we're talking about is intention and
right.
how we set an intention to see different tiny houses to learn what we want to know about our tiny house.
Yeah, so we learned a lot. We learned, that even though we love the beauty of the first house, we're going to talk more about form than functionality, right? Is that
right? Yeah.
No, functionality more than form. That's what I meant. The other way.
Right.
So it really matters.
It needs to be functional instead of just
beautiful. I mean, obviously, when you live in a house, you want to make it pretty, but really it's more important to have it work for you. So whatever it is that you think works for you, maybe try it out somewhere else if you're building your own tiny house.
So we set the intention to look at different tiny houses. And one of the first steps that we did was to look at Ashley's calendar as far as what day she had to take some time off.
Right.
And then look at what was available in tiny houses. So kind of converge those two together so we could find the time to do some travel and to look at different tiny houses.
Yeah. I mean, when you have an intention, I mean, it seems like sometimes for me, having that goal or intention can be really exciting and you want to just go, go, go.
Yeah, it becomes overwhelming.
Yeah, but it does become overwhelming. Or you think, oh my gosh, it's going to take so much to get there. And I think it's important to, I know we talked about this in the first podcast, to take those tiny steps, those steps.
Right, just take the first steps that you need to take towards your goal. It doesn't have to be 100 steps and then you become overwhelmed and the next thing you know, you're like, forget that goal. I'm going to change or I'm just not going to do it at all. You want to take little steps that help move you towards the end result.
Yeah, I think part of living an intentional life is figuring out what for you are your goals and figuring out what things that you can do to get yourself there, living with purpose. So for us, we have a big goal down the line, but in order to get there, we have to have smaller goals. And so this was definitely a big step in the direction of understanding what it is like to be living tiny. One of the other smaller goals that we're working on, or at least is in my mind that we're working on, is getting rid of stuff. Yes. So when
clearing out the clutter.
Yes. So when you live in a tiny, and I'm not saying that we are hoarders in any by any means. I'm just saying that when you're living in a tiny house or a minimalist life, you don't have to have 15 plates. You don't have to have 18 Tervises. So we're not trying to have a garage sale and sell everything either. We're just trying to make decisions on whether, okay, look, we're at shopping and, oh, look at this. It's really cute, but do I need it?
Right.
Do we have other things that serve that function already? Or if I'm going to bring one thing in, what am I going to take out?
Mm-hmm. That's a great way to look at it. You know, if you go out and you buy a new pair of pants, so you know, a whole outfit, what outfit can you donate to Goodwill or someplace to, you know, help somebody else who might need, you know,
or what? Yeah. What can you? What can you take out of your closet?
Yeah. What can you take out to make room for that new item instead of compacting and pressing more stuff into your closet?
I think that's a big thing for me. I like to shop, and I like to online shop too. And I have been more conscious about, I don't make big purchases, but even just any purchases, I've been more conscious about purchases. And actually, one thing is I've been more conscious about, I get a lot of emails and I'm on a lot of email mailing lists. And at first, I just sign up for I was signing up for the mailing list because, oh, it gave me a discount or whatever. But the thing is that when you get those mailing lists, they send you more discounts and more things. And I've been really conscious of deleting and unsubscribing from a lot of my mailing lists.
Especially those discounts that have a expiration date, and you're like, oh my god, I can save 50% if I buy before.
But the thing is that isn't often I'm buying just because I want the discount, not because I want the item. Or, you know, I have a blog that I read on Instagram, and she is all about recycling and upcycling clothing. And one of the things that she does, and I'll have to put her name in the show notes because I can't think of it right now, but one of the things that she does is she has a list of things that she wants. So if she's shopping and she's like, oh, I want, I don't know, these awesome capri pants that I saw that were so cool, she'll put it on her list and she'll think about it for at least a week, if not longer, and she won't allow herself to buy those items until she really knows that she wants it. You know what I mean? So, and also she'll clear out something else from her closet. So she'll have a running list of things. And I think that's a great intentional idea because you're actually purchasing things on purpose. Mm-hmm. As opposed to, you know, you go shopping and you purchase things. I go all the time shopping and they're like, did you find everything that you need? And you're like, oh yeah, I found way more than I need. So that means that you're shopping not on
purpose.
There's
a hint right there that you're over shopping.
Yeah. So
that's living with intention. Take those little steps, you know, don't need to rush in headlong. and get yourself overwhelmed or and deep in. We know a story about this woman who was overweight and she wanted to lose weight. So she set little intentions like, what can I do today to help me get healthier for tomorrow? And she would do things like, okay, I'm going to eat an apple today, or I'm going to walk out to my mailbox and get my mail. Different little tiny steps that she was taking to reach her end goal of losing weight.
Yeah, that was, it was a TED Talk, right, that you watched?
It was a TED Talk.
Yeah, we can put that in the show notes too. I like to share things that we've watched. I found that super inspiring because she didn't let herself get discouraged by, oh, you know, or get on the track of, I'm going to go on this diet and I can only do this. You know, and sometimes we have those goals and we have a list of what the steps are, and then we get discouraged if they're not these grand, amazing steps, or if we don't do everything exactly perfect. Because you have in your mind, I always have in my mind at least, what it should look like. And instead of having it what it should look like and letting herself feel guilty and negative, what she did is she just said, it can be anything, any healthy thing, that as long as I'm doing one healthy thing for me every day, then that I'm on my goal. Right. That's my intention. And it changed her life.
Oh, it did. And she looks great and she's living healthy.
And she had, I forget what the other was. Once she lost the weight, she set a different intention. She wanted to do something every day, and I forget what it was, but I think I really like that idea of setting yourself an intention of, I'm going to do this every day. And then that will definitely get you to your goal. So whatever it is that you have a goal for, do one thing towards it every day.
Well, even for yourself, you had a goal, an intention to run a first marathon.
Right.
And you had different steps.
I did. I did a training plan, and my training plan had you doing something every day. And I did follow that training plan. Now, there were some times when, you know, I wasn't feeling well or whatever, but I let myself, it had that, the good thing about the training plan was that it had it built in. So it was long enough. It was very long, actually. Mm-hmm. It was almost like 6 months long. So it was long enough that if you missed some time, then you were fine. But I set that goal, and I followed through. I say it in that way because I also had in my head the idea of what would happen or what my marathon would look like. And it didn't look exactly like I thought it would.
Right. But that's another talk, because that's about just letting life unfold, let the events unfold in front of you, instead of setting expectations that set you up for failure.
Right.
Because as you and I both know, you finished the marathon. You
I did.
Ran your
I
first
finished
marathon.
It.
You finished it.
I finished it.
It wasn't exactly the way you thought it was going to end.
But I did it.
But you
right?
did it.
So I didn't quit. I didn't stop running. Well, I did stop running. I walked some, but I didn't quit is the whole point. I crossed that finish line. And as Aiden said to me earlier today, I actually ran across the finish line. So I didn't have to be carried. I didn't have to crawl. I ran. I ran at the beginning. I ran at the end. So I ran a marathon.
You reached your goal.
Yeah. So that was a great goal. I mean, I feel very accomplished with that one.
So
most of the time.
Take those little steps, set intentions, but take little steps. It doesn't have to be overwhelming. It doesn't have to be major changes in your life.
No.
Take the time to make those little steps.
What can you, or maybe you can set that intention of doing one thing every day, one little thing, whatever it is that your goal is. What is your goal?
Mm-hmm.
So just to wrap it up, I think we both have our own intentions, Aiden and I. And we have things that we're working on ourselves, right? Besides minimalizing, that's a team effort, but we have our own individual goals too.
Yeah, one of my own personal goals, intentions, is to learn as much as I can about all the different steps that we're going to be taking. So every day I'm learning something new, I read something new. You know, I take little steps into increasing my knowledge about permaculture or community living or tiny houses. You know, it's an ongoing process.
Right. And for me, I don't know. I have been doing really intentionally, because minimalism is a new thing for me. So I've been, like I said, really intentional about kind of paring down in what I purchase or what I think I need. And actually, it's been really kind of exciting. Like I found maybe a new appreciation for the stuff that I have, and also kind of exciting to know that I'm not letting myself be controlled by consumerism, which is something, of course, that I would have told you I wasn't. But then if you are more intentional about
it, yeah,
you kind of maybe realize you are a little. So I hope you enjoyed our podcast. Please come back and subscribe to our podcast and come back and listen to us next week. And
be sure to check the show notes for the links to those different
those two
TED Talks, or
the TED Talk and the my friend on Instagram.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for listening. Remember, if you want more, you can always follow us on Instagram at A More Intentional Life, or check out our website, livingamoreintentionallife.com. And we always welcome your suggestions. You can email us at livingamoreintentionallife@gmail.com.